Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and our date is January 24th, 2015, and this is the BBS radio program on Station 2. So just cluing you in for archives, if you're listening. Every Saturday night, we go to the Lightship, where you can request one particular specific clearing or healing that you'd like to have. And we do basically about a 10-minute Lightship healing for everybody. And we go on maybe half a dozen or so rooms, and you specify your clearing, healing to the light beings at that time. And when you do go up, you're bilocated. So you're out of time completely. You're in source energy. And so the difference is, when you're in the moment here, unless you do the mind-to-heart drop, if you don't do the mind-to-heart drop, you will not be in the present moment of, in a sense, source energy with your spirit. But you will be at zero point, we'll say, on a timeline where time is stopped. So there's two different times or energies that you're dealing with. Most of the time, boy, I hate using the time all the time here. So time is the word here. So when you are thinking, if you don't do the mind-to-heart drop, that you're in your heart, that you're centered, that you're out of time, unless you do the mind-to-heart drop, you will be in the zero time of a timeline. And you're more connected when you're with your spirit, and the time automatically stops for you, then you're in source time, which is zero time also, but it's a whole different energy. So when you're doing something creative and time stops for you, typically, I'd say I'm about maybe 90% correct here, but typically you are actually using your spirit source energy, which has nothing to do with the alien timelines. And then you're able to be creative and bring forth the energies, the information, we'll call it, if you'd be in creative, from source energy, instead of bringing it forward from the Akashic records and mass consciousness and everything else that is created by aliens. These are all the illusional holographic energies. So that's kind of the difference. So when you go to the Lightship on Saturdays, you are completely out of alien time-based holographic energies or time. And that's the way it works. So let's do a clearing here for everybody. So since today is Saturday, we'll look at other energies that may have attracted, connected to you. Everybody gets connected through timelines. So we're going to clear off a energy that happened to you on a timeline. And very possibly you're not even on it right now. But if you had a pain or something and the pain went away, you still can be on that timeline, or hundreds if not thousands of them. And then it can come back to you. Remember, the history eats itself, and so you're going to be recycling the energy from your past into your present moment. So here we go. I want you all to think of a particular situation, typically this week, that you may have experienced, and I'll release that one incident from you. And you're going to feel the energy of the trauma, the sadness, the resentment, the anger, betrayal, depression, whatever it is. You know, there's all different types of energies that the aliens hook you up to. Steal your life force energy out of your body, and to also steal your spirit. So here we go. Think of one situation that you've experienced. Here we go, and I'll release that. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And next, what we're going to do is energize the light beam. And if you only have one light beam up in front of you, that'll be the male energies. And there will be typically three males coming in to that to help you out. These are the light beam doctors. So here we go, coming in. And you should have the picture up. You may actually see it become more energized. It might even change colors on your monitor screen. You might actually see it move a little bit. But you're going to feel peace coming into you. So here we go. East energy with the light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And here we go again. We'll bring another light beam in. This will be the non-gender light beams. So here we go. And there should be three of them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I will bring in one of the female energies. They only come in as a single light beam. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we're going to bring up our co-host here. And are you out there, Kathy?
Hello, everyone. Hi, Ron. Yes, and welcome to Creation Light Chip Healing. We're on Station 2, BBS Radio, every Saturday night. And Ron just healed us a sample emotional healing of a situation over the weekend or the week that we could think of. And what came to mind for me was something that I had repressed. So I'm glad that you gave us the opportunity, Ron, that I could get that cleared out. And Ron does have a website, Creation Light Chip Healing. That's all one word, creationlightchiphealing.com. where he has a multitude of online healings and also information about himself. So if you're new to the program and you're wondering who is Ron Amatron, and what are these clearings and healings we're talking about, you will enjoy that website, creationlightship.com. There's a lot on there, and we refer to it often during these programs, because of the online healings that are so effective that Ron shares us as samples during the broadcast. And I just want to make a quick announcement, Ron, because tomorrow is the last day for the physical rejuvenation intensive. Tomorrow is a Sunday, the 25th of January. And Ron has 8 hours of physical healing, removing parasitic energies and other, what do you call them, Ron, critters that steal our life force energy and take the place of where our spirit should be, stealing who we really are. And so these are very important, but you sign up in advance usually, you know, at the beginning of the month. So just a reminder, tomorrow is the last one for the month of January, and Ron does activate water with light codes at the very beginning, and you can be absentee. And the physical rejuvenations will resume in February. Please check the chat, CLS chat box, for calendar updates, events, links and reminders, and chat login information. And I'm in the chat room right now, and I've just posted that if you have a question for Ron tonight, please send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And so, Ron, we do have some emails from during the week and also a request. There's a request here for healing a object, maybe a negative energy healing for objects that are personal, that we hold in our hands daily, but that someone else took to take a picture with or to use for some other reason, and now we feel like it's no longer really ours.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, so typically I guess everybody would naturally think about a cell phone. It could even be maybe a pen or pencil that you let somebody borrow. So I guess the whole thing is, did that get slimed? Did they put their energy into it? Which would be yes, okay, because they're using it. So why don't you get that object, whatever it would be, if you have it, and we're going to do two clearings. We're going to first take away their spirit energy that could be on it. Normally not, but it could be. Okay? Normally the spirit shouldn't be anywhere but with the person. But it could be possible that the spirit got lost and it's hanging onto the cell phone or something. So we'll return that to the person. So get your object here. So here we go. Releasing the spirit energy from that person and sending it back to them because they need it or you have no usage at all for it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You couldn't use it because you don't resonate to it. It's not you. So, you know, we're talking about humans here doing this, basically. Aliens would love to have a captured spirit, but we'll release that, too, in case they're listening out here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so maybe there's somebody listening and they captured a spirit and now it's released and it got away. Now we're going to do the most important thing, which is emotional energies. So let's take away that emotional energy from it. That can stick to it. That's why if you go to a clothing store, even with new clothes, and you touch something that somebody else handled, you may feel their energy if you're really sensitive. And then naturally, secondhand stores are full of it. So here we go. So releasing that emotional energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you don't know about these energies and you really don't think that you're psychic enough, okay? So, and you just think, well, I don't really feel anything. Then I would suggest that you go into a store, any secondhand store, but probably more so like a hospice store where people have actually died and the clothing is there from a dead person. And that energy from the dead person can go into that clothing after they died, because they resonate to it. But that's just a little sci-fi. So if you think that you're really unconscious of energies, just go into a hospice store and you're going to feel death. No, I'm not giving a commercial for hospice. They probably would not like me saying this, but you will feel death energy when you walk into the door. And so you're going to know that automatically. So you are intuitive to feel it. So see what kind of comments we got as you with that object. Now, let's just say the person took part of your energy from your phone. Maybe you had, maybe they wanted to use your phone to talk to somebody or something, and we got rid of their energy. But what if they took yours? They stole your energy. They wanted to steal a part of you. And they got it from your phone. So let's bring that back to you. So here we go. Or your object that you let somebody borrow. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. What I'm talking about here to make it very obvious is that somebody can steal your physical energy, your emotional energy, and then they can do something with that, like a spell or curse or something, just from the energy itself, okay? So practitioners do that. I see it quite often at events that I go to, and somebody may touch somebody, and then that person is automatically inclined somehow go to that person's booth during the process of the expo. So that does happen. So anyway, it's kind of like buyer beware in a sense. Anyway, we'll skip over that type of energy, but that's what we're trying to do, is bring back your energy to you, not have somebody else capturing that and dealing with it, working with it, which is all against your free will, free choice. Back to you, Kathy.
That's so interesting, Ron. People's energy, in emotional energy, still in their clothes, even though they're gone. People's emotional energy on your cell phone, and as well as their handprints. It's just good to have these clearings to feel like something is, you know, something is yours that belongs to you, and also to return the energy to the person who didn't know. And we also don't know about the energy we leave behind. It just seems infinite. So it just kind of makes us aware here. That's what this program's about, being aware of our life force energy, how it's being tapped into, stolen, used, given away, and taken away. And most importantly, the solution of how to get it back. So that was very enlightening, Ron, and a subject we can pursue, as well as some of the online healings you have, such as object clearing and, let's see, you have the spirit integration and, also even gas pump handles have energy on them. Ron, if we're really conscious of this sort of thing and we don't want to pick up, you know, entities, germs, and emotions of other people and their energy, would it be helpful if we wore gloves or held on or put a paper? I know you've mentioned before putting a towel over the phone, a wet towel, when you talk to someone so you don't get so quartered to what they say. But how about when we touch things? How about using gloves or a small hand towel or paper towels when we touch objects that are common in public handling, like a gas pump or doorways?
That could help. It depends how much energy is there. But, yeah, that could help you. But just think of it as germs, in a sense. They are energetic, an energetic signature. So think of it as having germs. It's hard to say how much that's going to protect you like from grabbing something, but it can help. And it's how much that auric field is. Like what I mentioned, if you're going to do massage work on people, would be much, much better off to use an object that's not living, okay? So what would that be, you know? Living as far as having a heartbeat, let's put it that way. So, yeah, you could use a crystal or a rock just to kind of, you know, work on somebody, and you probably won't get connected too much to that energy. If you do physical to physical, then, yeah, more than likely, almost always, that's going to come into you. Then it'll go to somebody else. If you're doing multiple people, then they're going to be getting all the stuff that you collected in your body from all your other massages. It doesn't have to be the same day. You're giving it to somebody else. So that's how that works. And if you have like a crystal, which people do use, or a gemstone or rocks, or just something that you can put your hand on and apply the pressure that, you'd be much, much better off. So, yes, that's let's do that. Everybody has had a massage, okay? So, think back when you had your last massage, and this should be a very interesting healing for people. Think back about your last massage. Maybe your back was out or you had a muscle hurting. Oh, it could be anywhere. Neck, shoulders, you know, it doesn't matter where it is, but somebody worked it out. Okay, they massaged you, typically, maybe we'll just say a half an hour working on you in that area, and when you left, it felt great. You know, they loosened it up, and that knot went away or whatever. So here we go. But what I'm going to do now, and this could have happened, 30 years ago. Doesn't matter. Energy stays with you. So we're going to go back to that timeline, okay? So I need you to think of about when it happened, or just kind of visualize, you know, that person that gave you the massage. You should be able to do that fairly easily. And here we go. So what I'm going to do is take away from you right now, and this is going to probably shock all of you. I'm going to take away from you energy that that person, I guess I could use the word impregnated, okay? What they did to you with that energetic energy from all the people they massaged before you came to them. You're carrying that stuff, okay? So here we go. Think of that, and this is going to be great. So we'll get some comments, I'm sure. So here we go. Taken away. Off the count to 100, there's a lot of energies there. So here we go. Just kind of focus on that spot, maybe your sore shoulder or something. So here we go, or whatever area of the body it was. So releasing that person's energy that they gave you in the process of them trying to help you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. This could also include alien critters. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we're going to release those energies now from you. Now, since those energies don't belong to you, more than likely, maybe your spirit could never come into that energy field of yours, into that location in your body, because it was owned by something else. Now let's bring in your spirit. We'll do what we call a spirit integration, spirit infusion in that area. So here we go. I'll count to 20 to bring in your spirit energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay. That area should be pretty safe for you. Oh, we'll see what kind of comments we get. Okay, Kathy.
Yes, we got some comments. I'm in the chat room right now, Ron, and there are people posting not only their requests for when we go to the Creation Light Ship later, which thank you, everyone, for doing that now, but also comments such as feeling better. My back, shoulders, and rib cage are still opening up and relaxing, even from last Sunday's worms release. It was amazing. And when you did the energetic cording before, I guess that's what that's relating to. And here's another one from the energetic release that you did before on the objects. This comment says, the healing and release was on my dog's new bed. When you were done, the dog got right in and laid down. Prior to that, she pretty much sniffed it, jumped in, and jumped out. She's still resting in her new bed. So the dog felt the energy go off the bed, and now she's claimed that bed for herself. That's kind of cute. And then someone else says money is courted as well. Pictures are very vulnerable as well. And so I'll be watching the chat room for some more comments regarding the healing Ron just did from someone who may have given us a massage and also gave you their energy and critters. Okay, thank you very much for your comments. And I do want to back up a little bit, Ron, at this point to last night's program just to answer someone's question who didn't, which the moderator had posted for me to do. Apparently, there wasn't just enough time to say it verbally, but let's see. The person was asking about clones and spirits. Oh gosh. So let's see, where'd that go? They were asking about clones, and the moderator wanted that listener who was specifically asking to know that there is a program addressing the question. January January 21st. So it's about the space holders. So please listen to the Wednesday show, January 21st. That topic was discussed, and we believe that Ron covered the question there already. Okay, so just trying to help everyone. I don't know if that person's in the listening tonight. I don't see this person in the chat room tonight. So, well, we tried. Anyway, here's a testimony, Ron. Someone was listening to the archives and heard about doing the emotional clearing for pets and animals. Wanted you to know that a while back, this person adopted a horse with behavioral problems. It was kicking, biting, and had fear of being touched, and it made it very hard to work with. This person did the emotional clearing and abandonment clearing and an alien attack session to release shapeshifters from the horse. He is reporting that because of these clearings, the horse has become gentler and more manageable. Such a relief. That's really good to hear because horses are very big and powerful animals. Okay, so also, another testimonial. I was having problems at work with my boss changing personalities. I ran the alien attack clearing for shapeshifters for 30 days. Things smoothed out, and I even got a promotion. That's great to hear.
Would be. That sounds good. Yeah, you
another
never
one.
Know who's there.
Right. I have been doing the shapeshifters clearing nonstop, and I feel the hyenas are backing off. This was a good investment in my management staff. Besides seeing improved attitudes, they are functioning more effectively as a team. I am very pleased with the outcome. Thank you for your website. And this person signs, says they are a CEO of a corporation.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Like I mentioned before, a long time ago, that if you are a CEO and you have people, you know, board members or whatever, you know, do their emotional clearings on them so that everybody can be kind of on the same page because everybody has emotional stuff. And if you're attempting to do something that's important at a board meeting or something, you know, then more than likely if somebody maybe almost got into a car wreck or had something happening, felt off that day, they're not going to be at full performance and may actually take the whole team sideways. Well, that's why it's good to do an emotional clearing. And then also, look at the shapeshifters because they do come into people and not like what you're doing. If you're trying to do something maybe that we'll say could be good for humanity here, so they may want to come in to railroad the whole thing. So, and that also entities. So that's one way to do it. So you need to do a clearing for each person separately and let it run. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, that's good advice. And not often do we hear people reporting in doing shapeshifter clearings nonstop and describing them as hyenas. I think it's a really great description. So I want to thank this person for their sending this information and testimonial. It helps others to make the most of that alien attack clearing that Ron has. It's one of the recommended ones on creationlightship.com. So now some more comments from the chat room, Ron, regarding the massage clearing. It says, one person says, thank you, Ron. My head jerked, and I was yawning with that energy from the massage release. If people only knew. Another person says, that energy off the massage clearing feels great. Could I use that special clearing you have to do more? This person has had lots of body work. What do you think, Ron?
Well, the special one is more for a whole lifetime clearing. But you could go in there, yes, and I'll type in the incident. That would work, yes, uh-huh. Oh,
okay.
I'm just trying to see. It's a whole lifetime, yeah. You could use it that way. You know, if you had a bunch of massages, some people go to, you know, maybe have a massage once a week, you know, or you know, whatever. Normally, people have, I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling on here. I'm thinking of people who, like, go to the gym or something, you know. Maybe they, get a workout and they have a massage as part of the routine. I don't have all that information because I never have done that, but I have talked to people that that's what they do. So you may want to go back each week because you are in given something that can harm you in the future. That's the reason why I did this clearing. Tell you that that energy is still with you. If you have had, massage once a week, 52 weeks in the year, and how long have you been doing this, and how infected are you from everybody else that practitioner touched, okay? Because it's kind of like, that the STD stuff, So you're getting that from them. Just something that I don't normally talk about that often because it's not real popular. People love having massages. Probably massage practitioners are listening too. And they need to get rid of that energy. They may want to go in maybe and do a whole lifetime clearing for their massage work. So it takes your whole lifetime. You may have only been doing it for the last 10 years, but, do your whole lifetime for massages. And then each time you work on somebody, go into that page and clear yourself out with that emotional energy which could have come into you. The alien stuff, I don't know what to say on that. You may have to go into the alien attack page. But what I'm talking about is you. I have talked to people who did massage work, and they go, how do I protect myself? I really want to protect myself. Now that I've told them is do the shrink wrap, but you may be able to go into that special clearing and help yourself out because you will become contaminated at some point. You might be younger now, and, young people think that they're invincible. What's going to happen when you hit 65, 70, something like that, and you start walking funny or start getting all these problems happening to you, which isn't even in your conscience right now? You may just think you're going to live forever. And I'm sure everybody listening knows about that, that you start getting older and things start happening, So you definitely want to know that, we do have some clearings to help you. But if you are in that energy transfer mode, which is what you're really doing, you're transferring your physical energy into releasing energy blockages, get out of you what you're taking in your body. So remember, your mind's going to tell you that you're perfectly fine. Take your hands, take a shower, it's all going to be gone. No, it's not. It's still with you. So anyway, that's where we are. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I hope that helps that person. And what about people who've done a lot of body work who are listening now? They may have some suggestions. If so, feel free to post them in the CLS chat, and I will read them out. Ron has many longtime listeners, and I have found that they have managed to utilize the online clearings in certain combinations for complicated clearings, such as this body work, and felt the benefits. And so I invite those comments from those who have done such and may have some suggestions. And then perhaps also we can talk about this another time, Ron, and get more into it when we're not going to be going to the Creation Light Ship in a few minutes. okay. But speaking of Creation Lightship, we do have a lot of requests for specific rooms, and also a request, Ron, for a timeline crash for someone who's in some help, feels being stalked and threatened, and would appreciate some advice or some relief in that area, maybe fear or just for his safety. Some advice, please.
Boy, do the shrink wrap to make you more invisible if you feel like you're in stock when you're walking or something. So that's one type of stalking. Next, you could probably do the... there's a clearing, curses, sexes, spells. That could be one thing. If anybody else has any comments on that, how do you get somebody out of your life that's bothering you? We'll just see what comes up there. But you want to probably get rid of the, want to get yourself into peace. So you're probably dealing with maybe either fear. It sounds more like anxiety, I would think. So you may want to do a whole lifetime clearing and then get the unlimited version after that and just keep on it. So it puts you at peace. Maybe the person's getting energy from you, which they love getting, as they see you being, in anxiety all the time. So that's what you might want to consider. And then you may even want to consider doing a clearing for that person, something that might fit their behavioral pattern, whatever that would be, because they're trying to get something from you, okay? So see if we have a clearing that kind of matches their behavior. If not, the special clearing could work, because that's designed to be used for different energies there. So I guess... let's just look at it as a sexual stalking, okay? We'll just say that you're a female and some guy is stalking you all the time, wanting to probably go to bed with you or something, you know? So what could you do in that case? Don't like the person. You could do the special clearing for them, or maybe sexual something or other, okay, dealing with a sexual issue, and then do the unlimited and do it daily for that person, and very possibly that energy would leave them, making them a better person. And you may not be their only victim. You may look at that as how to remedy that problem. Like I said, we'll see if anybody else gives something online. Remember, they have that mindset. So when you do the clearing for them, take away that mindset that's being projected onto you. If it's really strong, then, you may need, the issue's there. So you're attempting to get rid of the issue. I can't guarantee it'll get rid of all of it for the person. It may help out a lot as they get released from the timelines and do some timeline crashing also for that person, help them out, because it's going to be helping you, really dealing with them instead of you dealing with the issue of what they're doing to you, okay? It's kind of like the old saying, cut off the head of the snake, The snake's out there, it can bite you anytime. And you're running from it all the time, right? You're in the defensive mode. Well, act it as an offense, okay? And look at it and say, yeah, I'm going to go in here and help this person with this problem that I see is being projected onto me. That's what I would say. Do some clearings for that person. So, we can go to the light ship in 5 minutes. Any other thing out there?
Yes, I just want to add a couple things. In the event that the person who asked this question doesn't have money to buy those particular healings at this moment, because we did talk about the shapeshifters being cleared out, and that could help if they had the alien attack page, but let's just say they don't have the money. And I do want to point out that Ron does have a lot of these great healings that are free online. And people have reported remarkable results with putting someone else's name, which you can do on these free healings, into the satellite timeline crash, the alien head implant removal, the alien tracking barcode removal. Just how about alien holographic reality? You could put your situation into that clearing and just try to clear that out that way. So I'm just mentioning this based on what other people have reported on dealing with other people who are just problematic like that. So, and then there's also some comments in the chat room for this person that seem to be helpful too. So thank you everybody for participating, and also all your suggestions and comments. And Ron, before when you did the energetic, emotional touching healing, there was one comment that came in that I didn't get a chance to read, and this person wrote, "We ought to do the government, such as leaders in Congress. Maybe our country will be at peace." So thanks. Okay, and someone else is mentioning to the person who asked about being in fear and being kind of stalked to also redo the free ones and request the links for the human alien into the light. So if you're listening and you'd like to have that clearing that Ron has, clears out the aliens and humans, please write to clsquestions@yahoo.com tonight, and we'll send it to you right away. So you can have that tonight. All right. So, Ron, it's 44 after the hour, and we do have some requests for the various healing areas in the Creation Light Chip. Would you like to do the intro for that?
Sure. Okay. So, like we said earlier on the program, or I said anyway, you can request one specific problem that you're dealing with, and it has to be a body problem, not emotional. Your emotional body stays here. This is items, stuff that your body has a problem with, illness, or whatever. And so that's how this works. And it only works live for people listening. And you can take up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you're all going to be in peace energy. So, here we go. If you could maybe type in, Kathy, some of the room requests, that'd be great. And we'll probably do about a half a dozen rooms. I got a couple already here. So, go up to the light ship, everybody. You're going to be bi-located, completely out of time. So, here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Notice you're still sitting where you are. But everything around you is disconnected. You're like looking at a movie set. And you're real where you are right now. So here we go. First room we're going to go into is the deer room. And you can request deer. These particular energies will be in groups of three. So there'll be three deers coming to you. Or three of whatever we go into. It's always in groups of three. So these will be the male doctors coming to you. So here we go, appearing as deer for you. So this energy requests your one specific healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Since we are out of time, even though we go into other rooms, you're still worked with. What we started off with, like right now, it's the deers, so they'll be with us continuously. And let's go to the rainbow waterfall room. And here comes this waterfall energy all around you. You're at the base of the waterfall, having a wonderful experience here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have a request for dolphins. Different color dolphins. I'll bring in the pink dolphins. Oh, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And into the water again we go. And we're going to have the frogs coming to us, along with tadpoles. So we have quite an entourage here. So here we go. You might feel them on your body, taking away energies, helping you out. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the tree room. And a lot of people like large trees, typically. Maybe oak trees could be a tree. It could be like the redwoods. And it's also your choice. So here we go. Went into the tree room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. There's a large field. We have sunflowers. Oh, and these are large ones. The ones I normally see are probably about a 10-foot diameter sunflower. They're very, very large. Very beautiful. So here we go. A lot of sunflowers are around us now. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into a room that you were created in. This is your spirit energy. And we're walking into a different location on the light ship. Right now we're going into a door that has your spirit energy. So we'll open the door up now, and if you're a seer, you're going to see very, very bright light. I'll count to five as your spirit from the light ship. This is your total spirit. Eight, this would be your twin flame along with you, original creation coming into your body. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, that feels very nice. Our final room will be the centrifuge room. This is used to help to eliminate a very stubborn energies from us that have been with us for a long time. Well, here we go. The room is spinning. And just to request one particular clearing that you'd like to have released. It could be a body problem that you're dealing with, the modality. Oh, here we go. That's being released now. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, we'll go back into the spirit room here. Just enjoy that before we come back. Stay focused on that a little bit here. On the light ship, you're completely healed. And back here, time you're being brought up and down, beamed up continuously. For other energetic bodies that are invisible, clamp onto you like an old musty coat and can infect you. So it all depends how much you've done for clearings to get rid of these energies that are with you. Sometimes we have instantaneous miracle healings too. Normally you will feel much, much better after the light ship healing, which you have may be reduced a lot. So here we go. Back down. Get in our animal pets, flower, tree garden plants to come with us now. Count to five, and you'll be back here. Disconnected from the light ship energy. So five, four, three, two, and one. Okay. So we still have about 15 minutes left on the program. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, okay. If everyone who went to the Creation Light Ship with Ron felt a little physical sensation or maybe a flushing of the face or a little heat somewhere, that's because even though we're out of time on the Creation Light Ship with Ron, that's some healing work being done and probably still ongoing. It's not linear time like we have here. I'm mentioning that I myself have felt my face get hot. And so that's a good thing to know that that's normal, part of healing. So I'm reading some comments, Ron, in the chat room, and the moderator is reminding the listeners that Ron's personal email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. That's for personal questions for Ron. creationlightship@yahoo.com. Also, if you are going to request any kind of a free healing tonight, or if you do have other topics you would like to discuss on future shows, please do indicate what you would like on the subject line. It really helps us to target those particular questions and get you to the answer. Also, the moderator has posted in the chat room that there is a page, a document with some healing areas, rooms, and places that Ron takes us to during the Creation Lightship sessions. And so if you would like to look at it, she has it posted for future room reference, because maybe you don't know what you can request. Maybe you don't know what the rooms are, or maybe you want to see what the list is like and see if you might like one from there if you're new. So thank you for that, moderator. Thank you for those postings and for the document with the rooms. Okay, so a report just came in, a testimony from after the visit to the Creation Lightship from the person who requested some urgent assistance, saying that they feel more relaxed after a visit with the Creation Lightship with you, Ron, which is great. Okay, so Ron, maybe at this time let's talk about Ron's upcoming schedule for the expo. As many of you listeners know, Ron is going to be speaking at three expos in the next few months. The first one is in Los Angeles in February. It's called the Conscious Life Expo, and Ron will be speaking four days. The dates are February 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and it's at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton, which is real close to, you just can fly in and take a shuttle over to the hotel, and then you must buy an exhibit pass to get in to see Ron at the exhibits. He's going to be in the 200 row, and you'll want to go there because the not only is Ron there in his booth, but the light infusion chamber is there that Ron offers us to sit inside and get cleared off and dusted off, much like to feel good, much like we do now after coming back from Creation Lightship. So Ron, would you like to talk about your offerings at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo?
Yeah, so starting on the Monday after the expo, we have I think it's about a two and a half hour, it'll be a complete healing session in a sense, but I'll be talking about extraterrestrials and timelines and all different types of things. So that'll be a post-expo at 5 o'clock on Monday. And from there, have a free workshop for healings, and then I have two other lectures, so quite interesting. We have the monitors up for healing monitors with the chamber. It'll be next to the chamber outside. And quite a nice expo to go to. So it's a very, very high ceiling. It's nice. And right, I believe we're at booth 202. Well, looking forward to going to that expo. The other expos are after that. I go to New York. It'll be March, I think, 20th, 22nd. That'll be just directly across the street from Penn Station. You walk out the door, and you're there. That's the Hotel Pennsylvania. Oh, that's probably where they got Penn Station from, Pennsylvania, right there. And if you're also where the garden is, Madison Square Garden. So anyway, we'll be there and doing a lot of energy work there, too. So that's the main two coming up here. And it's quite interesting to go to the expo because we see old people people have been on the lightship before and they know about us, and also new ones. And very nice to meet and greet people that we've seen. So I look forward to going to the expos. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you. Then we have one in San Francisco. I believe it's at the end of
April.
Yeah, April.
Mm-hmm. Ron, when people go to the expo and they want to sit in the light infusion chamber, is there a process for that or a fee?
Yeah, so it's $20 for the first time in. And then from there, if you like it, you can do 5 sessions total or 4 additional for another $20. And a lot of people do that one. For those who are really dedicated and they're going to be there for a couple of days or so, then you'd probably want to get the unlimited version for $100. And normally, you know, most people go in about 10 to 12 times throughout the expo. You don't stay in there all at one time. You know, you go in and you come out. Each session is about 10 minutes in length approximately. And then you walk around and come back in again. The people who do the unlimited, they're like beaming after, you know, probably the maybe mm-hmm. 6th or 7th time. And then you start getting more work done to you as you go in there. From there, if you can't go to the expo, then you can always send a photograph of yourself, a picture. You can either email me a picture and I can print it out, or send one in the mail if you like. Email normally works out the best for most people. And I'll print it out. It's $100, and we'll put your picture in the chamber. We have a special location for that, and nobody sees your picture. Not to worry about having it displayed by everybody who walks in. But it's $100. We'll put your picture in there, and whoever goes in the chamber and we start it up, you're being connected also. So you're going to have lots of clearings done. And so I even have people who go in for the unlimited, and they give me the picture. They want to probably be definitely well on their way for healing. So that's what happens too. So either way, it works out great. So if you are unavailable to go to any of the expos, always just send me your picture on an email. We'll print it out and take it with us, and you will be in there whenever the chamber is activated. Oh, back to you.
Oh, yes, and Ron's email address is creationlightship@yahoo.com. That's where you want to send the photo, and you'll want to also send him your receipt for the $100 donation to have the photo put in the light infusion chamber for the entire weekend. It's really a good deal, and really probably will be able to feel some of the energy of the Creation Lightship inside the light infusion chamber, because technically you will be there. Okay, and so I did want to mention, too, that some of the titles of your talks, Ron, and your very first one starts Friday at the 6th, and that's later in the evening, too. So there's plenty of time to visit Ron, to attend the different workshops, and I'd like to mention the website for that expo. It's consciouslifeexpo.com, consciouslifeexpo.com, one word, and that is where you will find the schedule for the workshops that Ron's giving. And the one that you're giving on Monday, Ron, that you mentioned, the title is called Multidimensional Timelines, Cloned Replicas, and You. That's at 5 p.m. on Monday, February 9th. And I've been to that one, and it is really something else. So in the last few weeks, we've been talking about clones on the program. This is, if you can possibly get to Los Angeles, you'll really benefit from this one. And then some of the other topics Ron has are living within this holographic timeline matrix. And then another one, extraterrestrials' interest in us demystified. And let's see, then another one is alien implant, energy form, and device removals. That's on Saturday. That's a pretty interesting one. And so Ron really does tackle the heavy subjects at this expo, I have to admit, and there's no other speaker like it, no other speaker offering connection to source energy and healing, true healing, than with Ron, who is a master teacher healer. And our connection to source energy, also known as Creation Lightship. So we look forward to your arrival in the Southern California area, Ron. And I'm sure many listeners who are in the area, or I know people do fly from near, come from near and far to attend this expo, and the other ones as well, New York and San Mateo. So it's always a very good experience. And you get a chance to meet Ron and watch him do live healings. Very worthwhile. Okay, so we've got some requests and the CLS questions for the healings. I mentioned the free light healings, and we'll take care of those tonight. And also, the moderator is mentioning that she posted in the chat room some information about the light chamber at the expo that people can just click onto and find out right there what it is. A little bit more information. Let's see. Ron, the next program we have will be Monday, and that's the Healing Highway. So please continue to send your questions and testimonials for that program, and do indicate on the subject line on the date you'd like your question to be read for which program, maybe a little bit about the subject, and that will help a lot to pinpoint it. Okay, Ron, so that's about all for me, and I'll turn it over to you for the Mind to Heart drop and any closing comments.
I think we covered all of it there, so here we go. So let's and your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart so that you can be peaceful. And just in our 8-hour call tomorrow, so I thought I'd just throw that in there. After we do the Mind to Heart drop, you may not remember that. I guess you're going to be out of time and peaceful. So that starts 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop, command in your spirit, take your thoughts, put them into your heart. The monkey mind chatter, so dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie doke, everybody. So say blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, moderator. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, BBS. So bye, everybody.